President Trump to attend SCOTUS oral arguments on birthright citizenship. By John Binder on March 31, 2026. President Donald Trump says he will attend, in person, oral arguments at the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, on Wednesday in the case Trump v. Barbara, which will determine whether the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens and foreign tourists have a constitutional right to birthright citizenship. I'm going, Trump said when asked about SCOTUS hearing oral arguments in the case on April 1. I think so, I do believe because I've listened to this argument for so long. Chinese billionaires and billionaires from other countries who all of a sudden have 75 children or 59 children in one case or 10 children, becoming American citizens, Trump said. The 14th Amendment was about slaves, all of this legislation, all of this having to do with birthright citizenship, it was at the end of the Civil War. The reason was, it had to do with the babies of slaves and the protection of the babies of slaves. It didn't have to do with the protection of multimillionaires and billionaires wanting to have their children getting American citizenship, Trump continued. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Soon after taking office last year, Trump signed an executive order to end birthright citizenship for the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens and foreign tourists, often referred to as anchor babies, as they anchor their parents permanently in the U.S. and can sponsor their immediate relatives for green cards once they become of legal age. Following Trump's executive order, left-wing groups sued the administration, taking the case all the way to the Supreme Court, where the issue is set to be decided this year. In 2023, the Center for Immigration Studies estimated that about 225,000 to 250,000 anchor babies were delivered to illegal alien parents, accounting for about 7% of all U.S. births that year. The Supreme Court, SCOTUS, has never explicitly ruled that the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens must be granted birthright citizenship, and many legal scholars dispute the idea. Many leading conservative scholars argue that the Citizenship Clause of the 14th Amendment does not provide mandatory birthright citizenship to the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens or foreign tourists because these children are not subject to U.S. jurisdiction, as that language was understood when the 14th Amendment was ratified. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.